The Parish Church from the Inside. The difference between the simple exterior of the Church of Saints Peter and Paul and the interior is quite spectacular. There's nothing on the outside to tell you how much Baroque splendor awaits you on the inside. The architecture, statuary, and paintings are all intimately linked in accordance with the style of the period, thus allowing the invisible to be worshipped within the visible. The fresco technique makes this very clear. The paint is applied to the plaster while still damp. Building work and artistic design are virtually indistinguishable. That's why the brickwork cannot be seen when looking upwards into the cupolas. The frescoes open the church up to the heavens. Unlike the frescoes on the outside walls, architecture is not being imagined here, but infinity. The altars also delight in this imaginary sense of depth. Pillars of marbled stucco and statues of the saints stand in front of and to the side of the altar retables, in which the pictures in their turn represent windows. Each altar is in itself a Gesamtkunstwerk, or complete work of art, which collectively serves not only to amplify the splendor of the interior for the glorification of God and the holy saints, but also to meet the needs of the faithful. Benefactors like the priest Josef Ignaz Daser, who donated the Antonius altar on the right of the nave, would put their private fortunes at the disposal of the church in order to equip and decorate the interior. Not an entirely selfless act, however, since it also helped them to buy indulgences, protecting them from purgatory or the Last Judgment, and to gain credit within the local community. The fresco decorating the cupola in the nave depicts Peter and Paul, the patrons of the church, before being martyred in Rome. Heaven is already open to receive the two apostles. It was painted by Matthäus Günther, one of the most important Rococo painters in Germany. There are altars on both sides of the choir arch. The one on the right shows a crucifixion group with Mary, the disciple John, Mary Magdalene, and Saint Dismas, the repentant or good thief. The cross is probably the one before which the original pledge was made in 1633. Promising to perform the Passion Play every 10 years if they could be spared the plague. Above the organ, we can see St. Peter's in Rome with the Bernini altar over the grave of St. Peter as though we were looking through a window. The gallery balustrades are decorated with scenes by the fresco painter Franz Seraph Zwinkel.